from day one, the discussions have gone in the direction of discussing what concrete measures that can be taken to revitalize the agreement. In the area of governance, the form of new transitional arrangement, governance arrangement, and we will be discussing security arrangement, and we will be discussing also issues related to justice and accountability, humanitarian intervention, the issues of return and resettlement of the internal displaced people and return of the refugees from abroad back to the country to resettle and rebuild their lives. These will be the issues that will be the main discussion. I must report to you that the discussions started with a lot of wide gap between the groups and the stakeholders who are discussing. We believe and we hope that all the stakeholders and the delegations from now onward will have to draw closer and think of ways to bridge these gaps, because we must reach an agreement to bring peace to our people. These are the areas that we have, and the discussion now is focusing on the new transitional governance arrangement, and both the executive as well as the parliament. The discussion is between whether we will have a new executive, and this new executive, would it be executive composed of the parties in conflict, or we will opt for a break to form a caretaker government of technocrats so that we avoid the repeat of power struggle which lead always to wars. These are the options on the table, and I hope the parties will work to bridge the gap between these two proposals by marrying them or by adopting a better proposal that may be more acceptable so that it is practically implemented. We will also be faced with the issue of the security arrangements with the multiplicity of many arms groups that are coming up, and also the deterioration of the national army and becoming fully militia groups, and the main core of the Liberation Army has been destroyed and marginalized in the process of this senseless civil war that the country has been subjected to. And therefore, security sector reform will be the second most important challenge to face so that we eradicate any possibility of return to wars. And the only best way is to make sure that none of the political groups and parties, whether in the government or in the opposition, to have their own armies. Because if they are going to continue having their own armies, then wars will break out just for any slight political difference, or as a result of attempts to politically undermine each other during the transition. And worse, war can also break out when the results of elections are announced. And this is dangerous. We should not go for it. We have to make sure that South Sudan make a transition to permanent peace and a sustainable democracy.